Tomorrow, July 4th, the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston opens a new outpost across Boston Harbor. The Watershed, as it's called, is in East Boston Shipyard. Visitors can take a quick boat ride from the ICA in the seaport to this newly renovated space. WBUR's Andrea Shea did just that to find out more about the ICA's vision for this unique expansion.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. We're all going to 68.
Okay. ICA Director Jill Medvedow has become a pro at boarding water taxis to East Boston from a dock on Fan Pier, which is steps away from the museum.
Oh my, I've done this trip so many times, starting all by myself when I first set out to explore East Boston with kind of an eye to expansion.
About 2 years ago, Medvedow began searching for a new versatile space to exhibit more art and grow the ICA's programming. She says she fell in love with the working shipyard's look, feel, and intersecting histories, the maritime industry, transportation, Eastie's waves of immigration.
And the fact that it's so real and still gritty, big contrast from the seaport.
The museum relocated to the seaport in 2006. Back then, the waterfront was very different than today. It was quieter, scrappier. An explosion of development has dramatically altered that urban landscape.
It's fantastic to have people walking around on the sidewalks or in the restaurants day and night. But it's also exciting to have imagined and now to open an alternative vision of what growth can look like that isn't maybe as shiny or as private.
From the water, the seaport's skyline is populated by a crop of gleaming glass and steel skyscrapers. The law firm Goodwin Procter looms over the ICA. Medvedow considered expanding to sites adjacent to the museum, but says it wasn't practical. Turns out the solution was in the ICA's backyard. It takes 6 to 7 minutes to get from the ICA to East Boston, where visitors who travel by boat disembark for the watershed. Medvedow says the former copper pipe and sheet metal factory she found, which is owned by Massport, was condemned. Now a massive but sleek garage-style door opens into the renovated 50-by-300-foot seasonal art outpost. It's raw, with original brick and a new roof. Industrial gantries and chains hang from parts of the ceiling.
Right now, when you walk in, you get really what I would say is kind of the money shot here. You get a sense of this long, fantastic space.
One of the first things you see at the watershed is a wall map depicting East Boston from the early 1800s. And there's a video featuring historians, community leaders, and residents who trace the neighborhood's evolution.
East Boston has always been a tight-knit community made up of working immigrants, families who are trying to get by, kids who enjoy playing in the streets.
This is part of what Medvedow calls the radical welcome the ICA is extending to the EC community, which, like so many Boston neighborhoods, is developing rapidly.
We wanted to make sure that people from East Boston felt welcome here and that we reduced all barriers to participation, and in fact, the opposite.
And the watershed is free.
It's the way it should be.
That's video art pioneer Diana Thader. Her installations will be featured for the watershed's first season.
Everyone should be able to go to the museum and see art, and I thoroughly support that idea. And more museums are trying to make admission free, and I think it's really vital to people who want to see art but might not be able to afford museum entrance.
On top of the space being free, the text on the walls here is in both English and Spanish. ICA Chief Curator Ava Raspini says it's a first for the museum.
Knowing that 68% of East Boston households are Spanish-speaking, we felt it was important to have everything bilingually here in the building.
Beginning in August, there will also be tours in Spanish. Raspini thinks the watershed will change the ICA on both sides of the harbor. Here in Eastie, a neighborhood that's long flown under the radar, change is coming fast. In this age of rampant gentrification, Director of Education Monica Garza set out to engage with the community, not to just show up and expect the community to come.
Introducing ourselves, meeting with different organizations, different individuals, hearing what their desires are, hearing what some of the challenges they're facing and what are those opportunities and how we can work together.
There are challenges that are impacting the people we work with and people across the full community. A big one right now is displacement. Rents and housing costs have gone up so rapidly. People have been buying homes and kicking tenants out.
Justin Pascarello is the executive director of the East Boston Social Center, one of the ICA's partnering organizations. In a community where more than half the residents are immigrants, he says there's a lot of anxiety over being pushed out and about recent U.S. government policies.
Our immigrant communities are some of those that are most targeted right now, unfortunately. So we have a substantial Salvadoran community, and then we also have a significant and growing Muslim immigrant population. There are a lot of needs there, and there's a lot of fear.
Pascarello isn't alone in thinking a communal art space like the Watershed will help.
With all the stress that people are experiencing related to these challenges, they also need to have an opportunity to have enjoyment.
This summer, the ICA will start welcoming groups from the Social Center and other organizations. Today, the Watershed hosts a community day before its official opening tomorrow on Independence Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.